I will start by reading the requirement here, stating that in accordance with the provisions of the ethics law of the town of Orchard Park, it is incumbent upon any conservation board member with a financial or business relationship with any petitioner coming before this board to disclose this relationship and, if warranted, to recuse him or herself from any matter involving the petitioner. Any petitioner coming before this board who is a relative of or has a financial or business relationship with any officer or employee of the town of Orchard Park must disclose the nature and extent of such relationship in accordance with the provisions of the ethics law of the town of Orchard Park. And with that, I'm happy to entertain a motion on the minutes.
I'll make a motion.
Got it?
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Great. That passes unanimously. First agenda item is Windward Drive. Hi. Please sign in when you take a seat.
Good evening, my name is...
I think you got to hold it to do it.
I can talk.
Yeah, you're good.
Good evening, my name is Doug Pace. I'm with Carmina Wood Design, with a civil engineer for this project. What we submitted is a revision to the original site plan. So the original site plan was for a medical building on Windward and surrounding parking and landscaping, which was approved, I believe, in 2023 by this board. This project, this revision, is adding an additional parking lot in the rear north side of the site. It's not for need to meet code, but more just in need to meet the demand of the medical industry. There's always need for more parking. So what with this revision, since the original landscape plan was approved, we did not touch that. And we're just showing what additional plantings we're adding with this additional parking lot. The parking lot is built on two parcels that were purchased by the developer. They actually front on Link. But the back portion is 0.99 acres, has been rezoned to I-1 to meet the zoning of the existing parcel. And eventually, this portion will be subdivided off and joined with the parent parcel. So it'll be one parcel. So the landscape estimate that we provided with this revision is just for this additional parking area. Since the original estimate was already approved, I didn't want to confuse with just the bigger numbers. This is just for this parking lot area. We're meeting the required green space. We're providing 34.8% green space, the minimum is 20%, and we're meeting the interior parking. And the numbers I showed on the plan are for the entire parcel, so it's the addition plus the original.
Oh, it is the addition plus the original.
The 34%.
Oh, the 34%. Correct. Okay. Yes. That's where we were wondering.
Yeah, since it's all going to be one parcel at the end, I wanted to just show the whole thing.
Do you happen to know what it would be for just the standalone parking lot? I mean, that's what we're being asked to approve tonight, right?
Yes. Let's see if I can figure it. I don't know off the top of my head.
Is that something we should think about?
I'm pretty sure it meets it, but since it's all going to be one parcel in the end, what this meets versus the other one really doesn't matter. It's semantics.
We pre-approved the other part, though.
Right.
It's brand new.
Well, it's not brand new. It's a revision to the site plan. So it's not a brand new site plan. It's just a revision to the original approved site.
Okay. So,
just the expansion. So you should know how much green space there is.
And I don't know that off the top of my head, but I can, respond back with the number that works.
What was the interior percentage?
We're at.
10.5.
This is 10.5?
Yeah, and that's for the whole thing.
Does that count, beyond the islands, the four islands there, 10%, or you count the corners?
Yeah, we count the corners and the interior islands, but it's all interior department.
Does that have the scripts down there?
No, that's permanent. I don't know if I have. I don't know, I'm not my head with these, but I guess to meet that, we'd have to provide .1 or .2 acres of open space, which I think we are. I don't think the impervious was over 80% of the site.
Is that white rectangle at the north end, is that detention area?
Okay, yeah, it's a snow removal, or snow removal, yeah, it's snow removal.
And what is to the east and west of the lot? Is it just open at this stage, or is there?
Oh, on the golf site?
Yeah.
They're undeveloped parcels.
Undeveloped, right.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe that this parcel, there is a house on Lake, but it's so deep. I mean, it won't even way back, so.
Any other questions?
Is there gonna be a fence between this house and Lake?
I think we are showing a fence, but it's like 400 or 500 feet away from the lake.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't, and it's all wooded. You will not see this from Lake.
Okay. I just built a house there, that's why I was asking.
Not on these parcels. These parcels are vacant.
Okay.
They were purchased by the developer.
Okay, all right, so there's no houses, like the New York Beer Project, there's houses.
No, it's not that situation.
Okay.
Do you have cost estimates?
Yeah.
You're okay with that?
Yes.
Okay, I do have.
Okay.
So we've got that item addressed. The estimates are reasonable. We're just gonna have to decide how we wanna deal with this item. I mean, in concept, if we were to reapprove the whole plan, we would encompass everything and we'd be able to use the percentages that we have in front of us, but we don't have all of the cost estimates and the entirety of the plan for us to review and approve. So I think we're in a bit of a rock and a hard place. Perhaps we could do, I'll float this as a suggestion or an idea, approve it subject to you providing us with the percentages indicating that you meet the requirements.
Okay.
Is that a reasonable approach?
Is that within this specific area?
Within the specific parking area, yes.
You do have that before. If it comes back bad, you can.
Then there is no approval.
Correct.
Okay. Is that?
That's yes for me, yeah.
Any other questions?
No.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the plan, subject to getting the confirmation that the interior and total green space meets the requirements. So.
I'll second.
Okay. Do we have a motion in a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Wait, who is the motion? Okay, thank you.
Any opposed? Okay, then we're on track. So the motion has been approved and seconded for the landscaping plan prepared by New York State Licensed Architect, as we see, as submitted on October 30th, 2024, based on the following conditions and stipulation. Total green space, well, we have to amend this, Anna.
Okay.
Total green space total green space will be confirmed to meet the town requirement of 20%. The interior green space will be confirmed to comply with the town's requirement of 10%. landscaping value estimate of $23,560 requires a certified check amounting to 50% of the total. It shall be deposited with the town clerk prior to receiving a building permit. That's $11,780. All lighting is to be directed downward toward the site. What do we have?
There are
additional lights. Oh, there will be, sure. Yes,
yeah.
Downward toward the site.
Yeah.
Dumpsters or mechanical systems at grade level will be screened. Yeah. Approval is contingent upon acceptance by the town engineering department. On completion of the landscape installation, the owner shall provide a landscape completion form available from the planning office or town website, and a statement from a New York State licensed landscape architect indicating that the plant materials have been installed in accordance with the specifications of the approved landscape plan. 3 years after the date of the landscape completion, the owner shall provide a landscape security release form available from the planning office or online at the town website, with a statement from a licensed landscape architect indicating the condition of the plant material specified in the approved landscape plan, verifying survival through the 3-year guarantee period. And I think that's it.
Thank you.
So you will revert to Anna
Brittany
or
Paul
from
there. Thank you so much.
Okay, second agenda item, 5401 Drive.
Thank you.
Hi. Hi, Pat G. Carmino Design, project engineer. Peter Drogo, the applicant for Corporation. This project is proposing approximately 105 additional parking spaces to the existing parking area for 50 Cobham. We have adjusted some of the drive lanes and landscape islands to accommodate the parking. We've proposed 16 new tree plantings and 15 shrub plantings. The vast majority of the existing vegetation surrounding the site will remain. And other than that, that's pretty much it. If there's any other questions, we're here to answer them.
Okay, the estimate, well, let me start with that one. Have you read that?
Yeah.
The estimate is $9,350. Is that the right one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we good with that?
Yeah.
The lawn seated area is $8,000 per foot.
Yeah, we actually had small deciduous trees on this one, because the first time for me, so there you have it. Any questions or comments?
No.
The only thing I think we should just put in the record is that we are approving this on the basis, let me step back and ask the question. The percentages of green space, the 10% and 20%, is based on the overall site, or is it based on just the additional parking that you're adding?
It's based on the overall site. So the interior parking calculation is based on the entire parking area. And then this is one singular parcel, so the overall basis for the parcel.
So I think we would be comfortable approving on that basis.
Yeah.
Rather than trying to parcel out or not, I think that's fine. And it does meet the 10%, 20% requirement.
It does, yes.
Great. Any questions?
You said 105 spaces, but our figure works as 205.
100 additional.
Okay.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. All right.
And there's no issue here with required numbers of spaces for the property. I'm sure that's well in excess, right?
Correct. Yep.
I guess we'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion. No.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, with that, the motion has been approved and seconded for the landscaping plan prepared by New York State Licensed Landscape Architects submitted on September 17, 2024, based on the following conditions as stipulated. Total green space is 43.14% of the existing requirement of 20%. Am I on the right one?
The
top of the
number is
The total green space is 60.5%. That meets the town requirement of 10% in the interior. Green space meets the town requirement of 10% at 10%, actually. A landscaping value estimate of $9,350 requires a certified check amounting to 50% of the total in terms of deposit with the town clerk prior to receiving a permit at $4,875. All lighting is to be directed downward toward the site. Dumpsters and mechanical systems at grade level are to be screened. Approval is contingent upon acceptance by the town and community department. Upon completion of the landscape installation, the owner shall provide a landscape completion form available from the planning office and town's website, and a statement from a New York State licensed landscape architect indicating that the plant materials have been installed in accordance with the specifications of the approved landscape plan. 3 years after the date of the landscape completion, the owner shall provide a landscape security release form available from the planning office or online at the town website, with a statement from a licensed landscape architect indicating the condition of the plant material specified in the approved landscape plan, verifying survival through the 3-year guarantee period. And with that, we're all set. Thank you very much. Okay. Third agenda item is the conservation easement on Miles Street Road. Hi.
I'm Russ Bieler.
Do you want to give us a few words of background?
my place was on conservation easement a few years ago. I never reinstated it, so I'm just looking to reinstate it. Basically, keep the area behind me. Way this old trail is a nice land back there. So, and Rose Seeker, she's our neighbor. They have theirs in the conservation easement as well.
And there's different levels. Do you know which level you're going to be looking for?
I'm thinking the 20-year or perpetual.
Between 20 years of perpetual.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a bit of an unusual sort of a parcel here in the middle of a whole bunch of land.
Yeah, they're all vacant, and there's several different ways that can be developed behind us and whatnot, and rather not see that at this point in time.
So by putting the easement in, it would prevent additional development through which road? I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me.
Chestnut Ridge and Powell.
No, it's Miles Strip and Angle.
And Baker.
Oh, yeah, that's that one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you'd be blocking access from the east, right?
Yeah, we actually, from the east and west, yeah. It can come from off of Miles Strip, and it can come from off of Angle. Actually about 4 or 5 different ways.
And note about the land for sale now that's current. There's a note, I don't know if it's an old note or, but it just says land for sale now.
Are you familiar with this?
Okay, that was
we have a hold it up for you. We just got, you know, this is a diagram of the land. Your parcel is kind of outlined here in orange.
Yeah, and on the site, yep.
Right.
Yep.
And we're aware that there's already an easement on this strip. And there may have been one, or there might still be one on this strip.
There was one at one point in time. I think that one's expired.
Has expired also. But someone is suggesting to us that this parcel is for sale.
That parcel is for sale, yes.
Okay. And at the north, the town, it says town park or town land.
Yeah, at the very end of my property, that is a town, I guess they classify it as a park, there's a big pond back there or whatnot. It hasn't been developed in part of Chestnut Ridge.
Yeah,
but it is the town, I believe, but the old land.
There
is an access to that off of Baker.
Probably the maintenance.
Yeah, there's a gate and a trail that's off of Baker.
It's really weird. It's kind of creepy. Honestly, my husband and I live in the neighborhood. So when we first moved in, we were walking. We're like, hey, what's back there? And so we walked back there, and it was like
creepy. There's nothing there. It's a trail that goes into the middle of the woods.
How close you are to everything, yeah. And there's literally all of a sudden up there, beavers actually dammed up and flooded a lot of area back there as well at one point in time, too.
Yeah.
And the last one question for me, is the land here we're identifying the same as the previous easement?
The one main strip, yes, the additional side piece is that little...
This piece, I got you.
Yeah, okay. That one's an additional. So the original was about 5 acres, so now that we have 7.32 acres, I believe.
No, not that I'm aware of. Yes.
Yes, I did. I gave you a memo. The chairman asked me to.
Good, okay. Okay. Any other sort of questions or clarifications? Anything else? Otherwise, we're not going to approve this, obviously, tonight. Any thoughts that we could share?
I think it's a little unusual situation, but it also has potential to do what the easements are meant to do, which is to preclude some development in the area. So I think we've got to consider that.
Is this to preclude development on the land that's currently for sale?
From expanding it, they're behind all of us.
Okay.
We could parcel out the back part of all of our properties. Mm-hmm. And so my neighbors and all that stuff, so basically it's a stop at. And then there is an avenue where they can go behind us and then back out onto, I think there's two avenues, one on the mile strip and then the other, if they put it all together.
Yeah, but all of you would have to stop.
Yes, there would be, there'd probably be about four, I would say probably about four or five sales that would have to include to do that.
This is an unusual one.
In the planning board, this is called a concept review. And your next step would be either to encourage or discourage the applicant from this use. That's really good.
I appreciate the feedback.
I think it's a little far-fetched that four or five people are going to sell their parcels to create a road, to create a building. They'll go back
up. One of those parcels also has a permanent easement on it. That parcel is exactly right next to this parcel. So,
I know it, but it's unlikely to. Well, it's never going to have a road on that parcel.
What's the minimum requirement for conservation easements again? Is it 5 acres?
In terms of size?
Yeah.
Five
minimum. And it would be a tax savings as well, right? Because that's also the secondary purpose. So I'd be in support of it for that reason. If he's, if that's the reason he's also looking for it too.
And then just let it provoke for a consensus as to whether or not to encourage it.
That's a great suggestion. Thank you. So can we need a motion for that?
No.
We can just inform
him. People come.
Do we think you should proceed with this?
I mean, first, yes.
Yes.
I would think not.
No. Yes.
It's reasonable.
Yes. So the consensus is yes, proceed and go forward.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm sorry?
My set here.
You're all done.
Okay, all perfect. Okay, I appreciate it.
Thank you. With that, any other business? Happily entertaining a motion to adjourn.
I will make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor. Thank you.